Your second point, how long until humans go extinct? If popular media and movie trailers are to be believed, 2 years.
Which movie trailers are those?
2012, the
Oh,
year the Earth
the
ends.
Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
Well, see, this one is actually humans go extinct versus he's
Oh,
like,
that's an apocalypse. You're right.
right. So are you talking about the end of the world? Like,
Humans go. No, well, I think just until there are no more humans.
but what is the Mayan calendar? Is that like
Oh, that just
predicting?
means the end of the world will happen in 2012.
So the planet will explode or something.
Well, the movie has meteors falling into the
Okay.
planet,
Okay.
but people survive, so that means not extinct.
So then we
So it's a
can't.
real cop-out. It's like, oh, we sort of believe in the Mayan calendar, but not really. So I'm gonna say 8 years.
8 years. Well, all right. I mean, that's not a bad guess. I mean, like, I think he might. I wonder if he thought about this from our last discussion about NASA and going to other planets and stuff like that,
Right.
like having to further the human race. Because I've been thinking about this as well. I mean, I think what really started it was a while ago when I read. Have you read that book, Cat's Cradle?
Kurt Vonnegut.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ice Nine.
Ice Nine.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
Ice
it's a
Nine is a
really good
terrible,
book.
that's a terrible substance.
Yeah, but it's really, I mean, it really makes you think, because it's like all you need is this little like crystal of anything, and it'll just like you drop it in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it'll just set up this chain of events that will just
Yeah.
like, so I mean, there's already some poisons out there, that if released into the water supply or just in a crowded subway would immediately infect millions of people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's all sorts of like strange viruses and toxins and things like that,
Well, I think, I mean, I don't know that. I mean, there are definitely toxic substances and sorts of things that, can kill lots of people, but I don't know that, you release one into a water supply and the human race will be extinct. I think that Vonnegut's book was, if not, a direct metaphor for nuclear war, it was just sort of a, talking about how the pursuit of, random technologies without any guidance can be harmful in the wrong hands,
Yeah, and I mean, but the thing is, like, now that the nuclear threat is not necessarily on our minds, not necessarily disappeared, but it's just like we don't really worry about it anymore so much as we did in maybe the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. But now it's almost more prescient, like his book, because what can kill us are these small things,
Right.
right? The nanotechnology, the goo that people used to worry about, like, back in the 90s.
What was the goo in it?
Well, there's like these basically nano robots that you can create
Yeah.
that might go. But the thing is, what breaks those? Like, if when you're done with your nano robot, what do you do with it? Like, where does it go? I mean, it's so small, you have to build another robot to destroy the nano robot.
Well, I don't know. I mean, aren't they, isn't the nano robot, it has to be made of either a metal or a silicon or something like that, right?
Sure. But I mean, you have to contain it somehow. I mean, the point is, like, there's all these really small, like, things just floating around.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting kind of off the subject, but the point is, like, there's all these little small, like, toxins and small, like, materials and chemicals that we're kind of creating to do these things, whatever it happens to be. And whether it's like something as simple as DEET or Agent Orange,
Okay.
like pesticides are really harmful, like,
Yeah.
humanicides, whatever, like things that'll kill each other, kill people, or whether it's like some sort of chemical we use to like make metal, or like to like use in really caustic chemical processes, and then we're not even aware of what it does,
Right,
and then it gets
yeah.
in the wrong hands when he drops it in a lake, and all of a sudden, all of like Lake Tahoe is just poisoned, let's
Yeah.
just say, for example. And if they do it well enough, then they'll be able to poison like larger lakes and maybe even oceans. It's just weird, and these days it seems like there's people out to do that more and more. Whereas, like, you can't imagine it maybe like a couple of years ago to do it maliciously, but now it seems like all you need is like some evil genius, like literally an evil genius, who is just like upset about something.
It's interesting that that as the world has become much more globalized, the possibility of somebody attacking the whole world is kind of a, it's I mean, I guess the mentality can be there,
Right.
Whereas before it was sort of like, well, okay, in James Bond you had like a guy holding the world ransom for $1 million, and it's like, well, okay, that's sort of corny and weird. But now you've got these terrorists, and it's like, oh well, they could blow up a city, you know. Yeah. they couldn't destroy the world, they can't take over the world, you know, but you can be anti-global community, you know.
Right.
And that, yeah,
that's so, I mean, and I don't know if like maybe the human race won't ever go extinct, but like maybe if you could call it, like, if there's only 100 humans left, you might as well call it extinct, you know. And like maybe
endangered.
Yeah, well, I think that'd be a little more than endangered.
No, but I mean, you obviously, you know, like we started at some point from, you know, a population that small. So
right.
There's I mean, I hope that the human race doesn't go extinct. I do hope though also that we sort of evolve past our pettier natures.
But I mean, I think your guess of 8 years is not far off. I mean, honestly,
I really hope it is. I hope that's a way wrong guess.
I mean, I mean, like, you know, I'm not even sure. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, it wouldn't be like, oh my God, I can't believe it, just because of the way.
I would be.
Really?
Yeah, if suddenly, like, 7.5 years from now, it was like, everybody's dying, I would be really surprised.
I wouldn't.
Why?
Because, I mean, just, like, look at all, like you said, the way we live. Yeah. You know, like, pandemics, they can spread so easily.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, I could see, in a sort of like Malthusian sense, you know, some epidemic or war or famine killing a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, some group would definitely survive, or individuals or something like that. But in terms of, you know, actually going extinct, whew, that would be tough. I don't know. And I certainly would be surprised. If it happened,
Well, I would say I'm gonna. That's a tough one. I mean, I guess I did give a range of what would surprise me. You know, it'd be surprising to me if it happened next year, but the way technology is going, is getting almost easier and easier, I feel like, which is weird to say. 8 years does seem very close, but things change so quickly.
That's true.
You know.
You think the machines will take over?
I don't think that will happen. Or we'll be gone before that happens, put it that way. But I'm going to go out and say human race is extinct in 150 years.
Wow. I don't think that'll happen.
You don't think that'll happen?
No. And barring, you know, I mean, there's always the big one, I think, is, you know, giant meteor destroys the planet. Then we got nowhere to go. Barring that, I would say that, you know, hopefully we don't nuke the planet, which would have sort of a similar effect. But, you know, I think, you know, you could have disasters that kill lots of people, hopefully.
Right.
Not, but I don't think that any, you know, any natural disaster or disease would wipe out the species entirely.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it'll be natural. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be natural.
All right.
Like, I think it will be man-made.
Ice Nine.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Those of you who don't know, Ice Nine is in the Vonnegut book, Cat's Cradle. And it's basically a type of a reformation of the water when it freezes into a different shape. And so it freezes at a lower temperature.
Right.
And so... so they drop some of this into any sort of water, and everything freezes just at like regular temperatures, and no one can drink water, and everybody dies. It's pretty much a bummer.
That book is a bummer too, actually.
That book was such a bummer.
It's like hilarious until you realize what happened. The first time I read it, I thought it was actually pretty funny. Because it's like, he was just so flippant about everything. He was just very like, and then this happened, and it was ridiculous, and I moved on. It's like, and then I met this couple, and they were from Iowa, and they were hilarious. Or they were from someplace. I forget where they were from, but like, and he called her mom, and she was just like, all of a sudden, like, it was her mom. He was just like acting like that, and then... he was just meeting all these weird characters. He didn't really understand the whole scope of what was happening. And then
the world's over.
and then the world's over, and you're like, oh, that's kind of a bummer. And then you go back and read it again, and you know what's going to happen. I think it changes the, it really changes the tone of the book.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I don't know. I read it for the first time probably not long ago, maybe a year ago or so.
Oh yeah.
And it was a downer for me. I was like, oh, Kurt Vonnegut had a, I guess all his books are kind of dark and quirky. But
yeah,
that was like, I feel like that was written in a depression or something.
You think
like,
so?
Yeah, man. Like, have you ever read what is it, The Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court by Mark Twain?
No.
It's this book where like there's all, in any copy of it, I bet you'd find like a note either at the beginning or the end explaining that Twain wrote it in two distinct periods. He like wrote the first three quarters to you know 80% of it maybe. And then he wrote the end of it later, and what happened in between was like half his family died, so the first half of the, or the first, you know, three quarters of the book is like it's great, you know, it's like, oh, this silly story about, you know, a guy, he's basically like making a lot of fun of Jules Verne type novels and stuff, and any sort of romanticization of the past, and then the last end of the book is just so depressing. It's just one of these sort of like everybody dies kind of things, and like all the good characters in the book are dead and killed by, they all get killed by technology that gets introduced. And so it was weird, it's a bummer, but along those lines, like that the book just sort of leaves you feeling like, oh.
Take a shower after it.
Yeah, or you know, you need to take like a day-long shower.
Right.